Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Tonight's show is about to be special because we got a special guest. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
All right. We are here. We are here on a great Monday night. Okay. So today we have a special guest, but before we go ahead and introduce that, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our host for tonight. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
So my name is Lim Gonzalez, and I'm just really happy to be here because Love & Hip Hop is like my favorite show.
What's up, you guys? I'm Lanisha, and I'm just excited for our special guest over here.
And who is our special guest?
Am I in my phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm ready. It's your girl, Shay Johnson. Love & Hip Hop Miami was good.
Hey. And I'm your host, Jade Ming. So before we go ahead and get started, let's go ahead and talk about our overall thoughts about the show. What do y'all think about it?
This particular episode?
Oh, yeah.
What's the first thing? Spice. I mean, the bleaching. I mean, there's a lot with that. There's so many layers. And I feel like that she's really pushing this agenda. And I know that where she's from in Jamaica, you know, it's not as taboo as here in the States. Mm. But, you know, I'm really want to like unpack this because, you know, there's a lot to this. And I'm curious to see what you all think about this.
Mm. I think it's a part of her culture, but I don't agree with her bleaching her skin to prove her point. I think what she's doing with her music is enough to prove her point.
Mm. Boom.
So, what about you, Lanisha?
My opinion.
I'm on her side with Spice, but because I'm in it now. Now, I wasn't in it and I didn't know her idea, but you know, now I'm in it and I know what she's doing, so I'm like, oh, okay, you clever. But I'm ready to talk about Shay. Mm. Not the Shay. Not the Shay.
Shay Mack.
Because she on one.
I mean, Mack. I just think, you know, there's a place and time when it comes to confrontation. I mean, would you do that at someone's engagement party?
If I was her friend, I wouldn't do it in that type of setting, in that environment, because she's in love. It's just a different situation, and it's the timing for everything. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the time. I disagree with that, but I don't know. She might apologize. If they're really good friends, you should be able to come together as grown women and have a conversation, apologize, and move forward. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen, but if they're friends, that's probably what will happen.
And what about the scrap love triangle or rhombus or square? Something. It's something. It's a shape. Because
I don't think he's lying to them, though. I agree with him when he says the word dating. Sometimes people get the word dating misconstrued. Mm-hmm. If I'm dating you, doesn't mean I belong to you. We don't have a commitment. We didn't make that decision, that step. So we're just dating, meaning, hey, it's open opportunity for his ass too over there. You know what I mean? So you have to have a communication and understanding on what dating is, and then I think it will work.
Mm-hmm. And even Moniece didn't say that they were exclusive in the very beginning. She was saying, we're just talking right now. We're seeing where things are going. So even she knew what it was.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he told her about his previous situations with his previous girl. So maybe that could have been an issue. Even though we're just dating, you also said you were just dating me. Then that becomes an issue if somebody else is involved.
So do you think that he should have been open about his past relationships and possible drama that Moniece might be getting herself into?
I think she knows.
Look, okay. So Moniece is not a stranger to this show.
She's
dated multiple people on this show. So this should not come to any surprise, the fact that, you know, especially with the whole baby mama situation. Mm. And, you know, she knows who she's been involved. She's seen him. She obviously, they're together. They know what's up. So the whole thing that this being a shock and like, oh my gosh, he should have told me. I just feel like you should already know better. Mm. Yes, if they're in a committed relationship, absolutely. You need to be forthcoming. But like you said, they're dating. So that doesn't mean that they're exclusive.
I agree.
Unless they make that a point. So
yeah, but sometimes when you're looking for love, you kind of see what you want to see.
True.
So because I've been there, so I understand her. So it's just maybe a time in her life where she just wanted something so bad, and it just she created her vision. She created her world with him
for sure.
So do you think that when it comes to relationships, people should be more direct about what they want, like set a rule of what should be happening?
You should definitely be more direct. I think it's easier that way. If you want to thought it out, go thought it out. You know what I'm saying? If you want to commit, have a commitment, but make sure you find somebody that's on the same page you're on and make it fair. Because if you want to thought it out and do what you want to do, don't get mad at me if he wants a prize, bitch.
It goes two ways. Okay.
So I have a question for you, Shay, because...
And just before you ask this question,
yes.
When it comes to dating, doesn't mean you have to be sexually active. Well, I've dated and I have never had sex with the individual.
Tell
them. So right? We have to get understanding on what dating is. That's all I'm just saying.
Sure.
You can ask your question.
Well, I was actually going to ask you, like, when you are dating someone, do you kind of have rules established right away?
It's not
or
rules.
Or do you kind of, I mean, or do you, like, I guess, I'm, right. Okay. So you have open lines of communication.
Yes.
And so that way all parties are understanding what's going on.
I think that's the best way to do it, you know, because there's no conflict. You know what you're getting yourself into. He knows. And then once the relationship grows, you come back to that situation where you communicate again and say, hey, we're looking to make a commitment now.
Right.
You want to move this further? Are you happy in what we're doing? So long as you communicate, then as far as the emotions, they can be controlled. It's all mental.
Right.
I'm learning. It took me a while to get here because I was just ready to punch a bitch at times, you know, like, fuck it. But...
we got the sound effects in here.
Girl fight.
So speaking of, you know, love and just being committed with the whole Shay Mac and the DJing at Carly's engagement, let's go deeper in that. So what do you think about the Carly and Pooh rumors?
I mean, I'm not in the bedroom with them. I don't know what happened.
A lot of people are in the bedroom, it sounds like.
I mean, well, you really don't know. It's Carly's word against Pooh's word, and that's their business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it was, whether it happened or not, who cares?
Yeah.
Carly's moved on, and I'm sure Pooh is doing her thing with her husband, so it's like... Who cares?
Yeah, I feel like Pooh's on a come up. Like, I feel like she is found a way to insert herself into the drama, hinged into the show. And the fact that Carly is not, like, receiving her with open arms because they have history, that would be a reason for me to be like, all right, she's not feeling me. Whatever the situation is, I'll back off. But she's kind of inserting herself. And the fact that she got Shay Mack involved to do her dirty work...
Shay was done.
She had a choice. She definitely had a choice of whether or not she should have done
that. Exactly, but I'm saying she solicited her. Shay Mack shouldn't have done that. That was kind of because now she became a pawn, and it wasn't even her fight.
Yeah,
you're getting paid.
Yeah,
I think Shay Mack was just in her feelings emotionally. She probably wasn't thinking about the situation she was getting herself into. And far as Pooh, just because she's reacting a certain way on television doesn't mean her feelings are not real. They could have had a friendship, and this is her only time to express that you hurt me.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been in a situation where I thought I had a friend on Love & Hip Hop Miami. And bitch,
right?
Did not.
I was like, I didn't have a friend, so I was like, oops, fool on me. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, damn, what happened? So I get the situation. And sometimes when it comes to television, everybody's not made for TV. So it might come across a little off to the public. It might not connect with the public properly because you don't know how to be natural because you got cameras all in your damn face. I'm just used to it.
All right. And so, what about Jock taking Kiara to the engagement party? Do you think that Jock was being a little too weird about it, or...
I understood both. I kind of agree with both. First, it's like, I don't want to go to my ex engagement party with my girl to prove a point.
Yeah,
but then I feel her like, look, I'm not your secret. You know what I mean? I should be able to go anywhere I want to. And if I choose to go to that party, you going to bring your ass with me.
Yeah.
So it's just both. You kind of, I level it out and I'm like, okay, I see your side and I see your side. So I'm just staying neutral. It's your business.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she seemed like she was really pressed as far as, you know, wanting to really go to that party. Like, obviously, she was saying that, you know, wanted to, like, I want to insert myself. I don't want to be a secret. But I feel like you don't need to go to an engagement party to do that. Like, like you don't need to, like, that doesn't need to be the vehicle to assert yourself. You're his woman, and that's it. Like, unless you don't trust him, And then that's a different situation.
I think everybody kind of looks at it differently. That's how you feel. But in her mind, she feels like this is a place where I know your peers are located. Mm-hmm. I would like to be publicly seen with you. You know what I mean? I'm tired of feeling like I'm an embarrassment or I'm a private secret. So therefore, take me to this public party where I know everybody will see me and then they will know. Mm. It's just in her mind, maybe it puts a stamp on her relationship and it gives her security. I don't know. I would not have done it, but I still understand.
So why she's doing it.
Why she's doing it.
So as a celebrity for yourself, do you think it's a little hard for, when it comes to relationships, to be able to date someone and not try to have them all in the mix?
I mean, it's not hard. It depends. If you're both in the industry, it might be a little harder. But you can keep certain things private, definitely, about your relationship and your situation. And it depends on your level of celebrity as well.
You know?
I don't got nobody busting my door down. You know? I have some privacy, so it's a little easier for me.
Also, I like to go into, again, so Spice and, you know, the whole melanin situation, making that video. Do you think her making that video is a smart thing to do? Like, even though she's trying to make...
excuse me. Pubs, do you mind going live for me? Because I'm going to answer this question. With Spice, when it came to that situation with her, at first I was skeptical because I'm like, what was the point of trying to actually go and bleach your skin to prove a point? I didn't get it. When the video came out and went viral, I understood her message. I understood her words. And I understand that different cultures have a different perspective on life in general. So in her situation, in her culture, they make you feel as if you don't look this way, you're not accepted by us. So it puts you in a state of mind where if you don't have a strong mindset, then you will fall into that trap. So, but I think that she's doing a great job with her message and her music because she's a beautiful girl. I just don't think she should bleach her skin to go that far to prove her point.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think she really wants to bleach her skin.
I don't know, though. She said she did.
I think she's just making people think that she did so that the scandal would go on a little bit longer because I honestly think if she didn't go public live going pretend bleaching her skin, it wouldn't have made it on The Wendy Show. It wouldn't have made it on The Real. It would have gotten noticed, but it wouldn't have made a big publicity, like as big as what it did now.
I think it did because the video went so viral. It was the video that had the impact behind it. So once I took a look and seen, okay, you're bleaching your skin, then I wanted to see the video. I wanted to listen to the words and figure out what are you doing.
You saw the advertisement,
and that's what made
of the video.
Of just the video.
When I seen her looking like that, it was a photo shoot that she did, and she did it in the video. So I just wanted to know what was the message behind that.
I don't think she's going to do it.
Because I just think that there's so many people, like African Americans, watching her as well. So just bleaching her skin, I feel like already we've done so much to try to show
satisfy
black excellence. Exactly. And so the fact that this is a different level of changing for the public, you know, and I feel like that's what some people will kind of notice or think too, like it's a public stunt, a publicity stunt.
Well, I mean, and too, like you got to look at where she's from. I mean, I watched the documentary about, you know, women or people is very popular bleaching their skin,
Jamaica,
and a lot of times they do it where they're unhealthy because they get these products that ends up, you know, harming them because they just want to be lighter. And I think what she's saying is she's saying because she's a dark, because she's gone in on everybody, Mimi. Everybody else light skinned. She went on it.
But they're not Jamaican. They weren't raised in that environment. They don't understand where she's coming from. So they have American perspective. Here. So, but we have our own epidemics going on here from ass shots. They feel people want to put silicone boobs. And my friend just went through surgery, almost lost her life because of silicone boobs. You know what I'm saying? I got another homegirl. Her ass basically blew up because of ass shots from the freaking hotel. You
abs
know what
are
saying?
Being made too.
Right now is the ab epidemic. So it's so many different things that we have issues right here in the United States. So I get her. I get it, man. Yeah. I support her. I just don't want her to bleach her skin, but I support her.
And colorism is big out here, too. Think about all the television shows where the dark-skinned woman was replaced by a light skin.
All right.
Let's talk about it. Fresh Prince. Come on now. Right. I know y'all see my right.
Then it was like, wait, that is right. a different person.
A whole different person.
I said, wait a minute now. Yeah.
I think you really have to understand where she's coming from. And like, again, she's not from here. And that's, you know, she's going on that. I just think that when she's talking to, like you said, Shay, you know, these are American people and they don't have the same, you know, situation that she deals with. Because like you said, there's so much Black excellence.
Yes.
And there's so many people of all different shades of color that are winning, that are doing big things, and it's not like that. It's not the same as it is in where she's from.
It's not.
Yeah.
So she has
that
to
transition,
right, exactly. Her message, she just needs to refine it. And the fact that she is contemplating, I don't know if she or bleach her skin, I don't think she will, but the fact that she was even going like she was contemplating it because she feels like it'll better her career, I don't think it would. I think because they're like, you've already been dark skinned and now you're gonna be light skinned. When Sammy Sosa did it, it's not like he hit more home runs.
You know, I think Black Cartel did it too.
I mean, there's like been a lot of people
that have done it and bleached their skin, and it's probably been a success for them. Of course, it's been a success for several people in Jamaica, and they've made their careers outside of Jamaica. But I think she's talented enough to where her skin won't define her
Correct.
Career.
Yeah. And she needs to get that. And I like when Mimi took her to the museum and she was trying to basically show her, like, look at the things that's happened where Black women have done these amazing things. Yeah. Look at that. And then, she didn't really get it.
I just think, you know, but at the same time, like, it's good that she was trying to remind her, like, okay, at the end of the day, like, you know, this is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I think for her, like you said, transition is hard. And so she's just trying to get into the Hollywood feel and yet also, you know, try to please other people. Because also, at the end of the day, Hollywood is very hard to please. You know, it is the thing for everyone when it comes to, you know, red carpets and all that. So everyone's always looking at you. Everyone's always watching you.
Absolutely. I agree, but it's about your connections and your politicking as well.
Yeah.
It depends on her team, because I wonder, like, who is your team? Who's agreeing with you to even make this decision?
Well, it didn't seem like anybody agreed with her. Yeah.
But to actually go through it and bleach your skin. But see, I was born in Hawaii. I've been in San Francisco, New York. I was raised in the army, so I've been around a lot of different people. So I think that's why it's easier for me to understand different cultures and get a better understanding on people as general when it comes to their opinion and the way you live your life. You know, so it's just, I think she'll get it eventually because she's surrounded by people that love her and love her for who she is. Now you're not in Jamaica anymore. You know, we're not telling you look, you need to look a certain way. You look great the way
you
are.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Exactly. We also, another subject that we would like to talk about is the whole love triangle with Scrap. I don't know. I just think that...
Scrap De Leon?
What do you think about Mama Scrap getting into this whole situation and try to enter in?
I mean, she's doing what she does.
That's his mother. Yeah. My mother would do the same thing, even if I told her not to. She would be all up in my business. Mm-hmm. And I understand. I understand completely. But I think that it's just a mother-son situation, and she's protecting her child. That's it.
Yeah.
KK has shown herself. Yeah, she's shown herself to do that on multiple occasions.
But Tia's trying to get this man, though. She really likes... I don't know.
She can't get him. She punched him in the face.
I mean, well, now, with that being said, what do you think about, I guess you can answer this as well, on the male side, what do you think about when it comes to women putting their hands on men? Like, do you think it's appropriate, or do you think there's a certain extent that should happen or not?
I don't think it's appropriate for either side at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I don't think a man should retaliate if that happens. I think he should be in a situation to where he will walk away and not have to deal with it anymore. And, you know, but you should never put your hands on a man. It's
And especially someone who is, you know, in a halfway house and has a record and is trying to get out of jail.
Yeah.
So I think he did the right thing by walking away and not retaliating. So good for him. But the fact that
he had a lot of control. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, he was control.
You could tell.
I
imagine that. That was not the first time that happened. That was not his first rodeo. Like, that happened before.
I mean, Tommy, hello.
Sure,
No, I mean, speaking of which, with the whole Tommy thing, I just think this man is just getting caught up. I understand, you know, you're enjoying your free time, but at the same time, it's like, you know, there are different women, you know, like you said, like, there has to be a specific communication when it comes to dating and whatnot. But unfortunately, I feel like there is no communication to any of these women because clearly they're getting upset.
There shouldn't be a communication with with the women communicating with each other. It should be
Scott communicating with what he wants with them.
Because one is his child's mother. One might just been a friend when he was in jail. Could have been a pen pal buddy. I don't know. You know,
you know, people get lonely.
Yeah, he could have still really been in love with Tommy. I don't know. But if you speak and be thorough on what you say, most of the time they will get it.
Yes. I don't, but the thing is, I don't know, because it we didn't see him making any advances to Kira, and she just kind of asserted herself because she's the baby mom. She wanted him. He's out of prison. She's like, all right, that's me right there. That's mine.
But you don't know the communication that he's had while he was in prison.
I prefaced by saying what we saw. That's true. I prefaced by saying what we saw, because if you look at the party that she threw, he seemed very uncomfortable.
He seemed like, exactly.
Yeah. So it seemed like it wasn't something that he wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Granted, he could have been whispering her ear. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. But based on what he displayed, he wasn't trying to be with her at all.
He came across as if that wasn't
exactly because he's got this other situation going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think that he did kiss Tommy, which was, you know, the tea that was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
I, because Tommy,
I mean, they probably missed each other. He was in jail. I'm sure he did.
Exactly.
I think it was just a big thing, just because Tommy and the situation that she's in. I think that's what made it 10 times more like bad to them, I guess.
Yeah.
But before we go ahead and go to our next segment, Miss Lanisha, you have something to tell us.
I surely do, you guys. Be sure to be commenting. We love your guys' comments and questions. You guys know we got Shay over here to give us the tea.
What's good?
Okay. Yes. Yes. But we just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
to help us out, give us a 5-star on iTunes. Don't forget, again, comment. We love hearing from you guys. All opinions matter.
All opinions.
And, yes. And then don't forget to share. And back to you.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do our special segment. It's called Guess That Bar. And so that means, okay, everyone live, if you know the song, go ahead and write that song down. But I'm going to sing some lyrics. Didn't you like this?
It's
like,
you going to sing?
Oh, no. I'm
about to say,
sorry.
Oh,
you said,
sing.
She said sing. I was like, yeah.
I'm
going to
read some lyrics.
Oh,
read some lyrics.
Sing them.
Okay, and you just guess it right and we'll see.
Okay.
All right, so.
And this is where I cheat, so you guys write down your answer so I can look.
Okay, here we go. So, first song is, baby, as a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. Was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know.
Usher. Confessions?
Wrong.
No. Burn. Don't act like you. What's the name?
Nah. You always say, okay, what's Usher? Do you know?
I just know it's Usher.
No, it is.
Ray J.
Oh, one wish. I got it.
I don't know which one that goes to, but you know, just
don't
gonna
tell
go
him, tell me.
I didn't even know what she said.
Okay, so the next song, it's gonna be
this one.
Some say the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
The black of the bear. Oh my gosh, oh, I know this one.
Dear mom, okay. Dear mom, what is it? Dear
I say the darker the flesh, then the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare.
Is it Tupac? Keep your head up?
Yes.
I didn't even see it, Shay. I got that on my own. I got that on.
Okay.
She should text it to you.
Oh my gosh.
Get your phone.
Right, exactly.
We came on a clue.
Okay, so that was the end of our segment. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to some tweets. You know, we love the tea, and you know, Twitter always gives us the tea.
Mm.
So, we have one from Naya2XX. She says, Scrap just want to be a player. He don't want Tommy, Moniece, or his baby mama.
Ooh.
Like, he doesn't want any of them?
No, any of them.
Like, he just wants to be a player. He doesn't want to be a one-man.
I don't think he wants to be a player. I think he wants to date. And when he finds somebody that puts him in the mindset to where he wants to settle down, then that's what he'll do. But I don't think he wants to just thot it out.
Yeah. Right?
He's getting older. He's 30 now.
He's trying to be mature.
I think the whole Moniece thing is more of a distraction. I think that this is somebody that, you know, he obviously he likes, but I don't think he wants to wife Monique. Mm. I don't think he wants to wife her. I think he wants to kind of see what his options are. Yeah, she's a pretty girl. But I don't think, I mean, based on what he's displayed thus far, I don't think that that's what he wants to wife.
I agree. Mm. I don't think he wants to be with his child's mother. He doesn't front her.
Definitely doesn't want to be with the child's mother.
And I don't know.
And Tommy is explosive.
Shay, we have someone on live chat who wanted us to ask about how do you feel about the about Tommy and everything that she's been going through.
I think everybody has their own personal issues. I don't judge because I've went through a lot of things in my history and my life who made me who I am today, and I haven't been perfect. And she's just going through a situation that God put her through, and she'll get out of it.
Amen.
I don't think we should really judge her, you know. And she, even if she makes the mistake again, like, you fall so many times with getting back up is the hard part. And she gets back up every time, so she'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll just pray for her.
God will never put you in situations that you cannot deal with.
Got that from my pastor grandfather.
Hallelujah. I love that.
So,
our next tweet is by I Am Too Smart 64. Spice, your issue is not the color of your skin. You have talent. It is the way you present yourself to the music execs. That crazy blue hair and wardrobe is ridiculous, and you are not Katy Perry. Man, these people are dumb.
That's shade.
Right? Wow. That was like, dang.
Super shade.
That was a lot.
I mean,
think she should choose whatever color hair she wants to wear. Absolutely. And whatever. I mean, look, everybody has their own personal look. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't like it, there's somebody else that does.
Yes.
And Katie ain't the only one wearing colored hair.
Right?
Mm-hmm. She didn't start that blue hair thing just because she had lollipops on the boobs and everything.
No, Remy Ma had blue hair back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay. She started it years ago. Actually.
But this is exactly what we're talking about. You know, people already doing this judgment, like all the judgmental like tweets and whatnot. I feel like that's also what makes, you know, her nervous of what she should present herself to people.
But she needs to not worry about the public. When you're on, when you go into the public eye as an artist, or you're on reality TV, you allow them to have an opinion on you. So you have to understand that. And you have to have tough skin, whether you go into it with tough skin or you grow tough skin like I did. You know what I mean? So you will have a lot of negative opinions about you, but they don't define who you are. So just allow them to talk and keep it moving. You focus on your direction and you'll be good.
So Shay, when you first started, was it kind of hard to get used to the comments, what people will say?
It was hard in the beginning because I didn't understand why people were so negative. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of positive, but my focus was so on the negative.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to my roots, to my mother, and I would cry to her. She said, you know who I raised and you know who you are.
Amen.
And that's why I always say they don't define me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it literally doesn't bother me at all. My block skills are on 10.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Teach me some of that.
Right.
You know, too nice. Okay. All right. So moving on, news and gossip. Miss Lanisha, what do you got for us?
Yes, you guys, you already know I got the tea for you.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, let's start with, do you guys remember Brittany Taylor?
Yeah.
Love and
Hip Hop.
Yes. Of course.
So, you guys remember the reunion that she had with Remy Ma, right?
Mm.
So, apparently she's accusing Remy Ma, we weren't there, we don't know yet, of punching her in her eye and giving her the biggest black eye of her life.
Sheesh.
She wrote on her Instagram, so here I am on my way to a very important meeting, and it's hard to even focus because of what occurred last night. I didn't want to bring it to social media because it's pretty embarrassing. Yes, it is. And not a good look, to be honest. I tried my best to cover it up with makeup and move on, but that still didn't work. My question is, at Remy Ma, why did you really do this?
Wow.
My question is, why aren't we getting the whole story?
That's what I was saying.
Right?
There's like, two sides to the story.
Yeah.
And then what?
The truth. The truth. And the truth always comes out.
That's interesting.
Somehow.
That just seems out of character, Remy Ma now. Like,
she I has
just
a kid see, and
yeah,
right,
exactly.
You know?
I just see like her doing that unless it was provoked.
Exactly.
Okay.
Remy Ma, that's the homie.
Mm-hmm.
And if the way she is and how she's grown, she's not the individual to just do something for no reason. Now, I do see her defending herself.
Sure.
Right. But I wasn't there, so I can't automatically just say 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like we need to hear the other side.
Yeah, for
if
sure.
If you want to have an opinion, hear both sides and then make your opinion.
Exactly.
Right.
And
right now,
you know, that picture just makes it worse just because, you know, people like to see the issues, so they're going to obviously believe believe that first before the other side. So
not
definitely.
Necessarily, because no. Brittany is actually getting a lot of comments with the, you guys know the rat emoji.
Oh.
So a lot of them are calling her a rat for snitching. Mm. Because you guys already know that Remy's fighting with, like, Perot and everything. Mm. So a lot of people are on taking Remy's side. Like, girl, what did you do?
Oh, like, you're just trying to, like, hurt,
like,
her,
yeah,
situation.
Like, doing it for clout, basically.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that sometimes these scandals can be for clout? They do anything
yeah.
for clout?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Yeah, rhetorical question, right?
Yeah, right? Like, no, I'm bad. Of course. True. What's next, Lanisha?
So, Shay, this one, next one is for you. Mm-hmm. We don't have any attachments because we have your presence here.
Yes, ma'am.
A little birdie named Instagram told me that you know Amara is dating your brother, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And, she's like, yes.
She's like, yes.
That's not the gossip. The gossip that I heard is a congratulations.
Yes.
I have no comment about that. We'll let Amara speak her piece on that situation.
Yes, Amara needs to come next.
She's definitely dating my brother, MJ. So
how does that feel? Like, how do you feel about that, knowing, like, someone that
my friend and my brother?
Yeah.
I deal with it. Mm-hmm. I set both of them down, and I told them. I love you both. This is my friend. This is my brother. You mm-hmm. know, I look at her more like a sister. And don't involve me in your business.
Yes.
Mm. Whatever goes on, you're my brother and you're my sister and my friend. So it's separate. So keep me out. But they get along great. And I'm happy for them.
Yeah. You know? I love that.
Yes.
Right. And it's funny because usually when it comes to friendships and brothers, it's always like kind of a conflict. So the fact that you're even handling it well and you're just like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, y'all are adults. Yeah. That's pretty mm-hmm. good.
Yeah. They're doing good because now he's kind of touring with her. He opens up for her. And she's an amazing artist.
Mm, she
works that stage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is he a singer?
Yeah, he sings. My brother, MJ, mm-hmm. He was on tour with Romeo Santos. I don't know if you
yes.
know.
Yes.
Like one of the biggest Spanish artists uh-huh. in the
yes,
world.
He is.
He was on tour with him for 3 years, came back fluent in Spanish.
Wow. Like,
what just happened? I don't know what he's saying. Yeah, but he got interested in music and Spanish mm. music. And he was already doing R&B, but he was so interested in bachata. He sings bachata
beautiful.
Now.
I love it.
Yeah. Wow. And he has, I will tell you, not only because it's my brother, he's an amazing talent. Mm. But he has this Spanish song, and I don't know the words, but it's beautiful.
I don't know the words.
Go ahead,
but it's
amazing.
Back
there. Yes, I would love to hear it.
No,
say it, brother.
Since we're talking about dating, Shay, since we talking about dating, who you mingling with?
What's the
like,
tea?
Who's been knocking on your door? I heard a little Hollywood
who's
was knocking
creeping
on your
through
door.
That window.
Who are you talking about?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hollywood.
The reunion show,
yeah,
Miami.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, because we cover that on Love and Hip Hop the Tea.
Shout out. It's like the public on me with somebody so bad. So anybody.
You're an amazing woman. So
I told y'all I get the tea. I'm nosy.
I had the fibroid situation going on, so I wasn't dating for over a year because I wanted to deal with my body personally. That's a lot of issues to deal with. You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
So I had to have surgery on the show. You know what I mean? For those that don't know, fibroids are benign tumors that grow on your ovaries. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, your uterus. And it causes a lot of symptoms. To where I didn't want to bring a man into that, so I was just single. Like I'm just over it. But I'm recently like starting to date and starting to get back out there, and it's fun. But I do want that one.
Yeah.
So he can hurt me and be pregnant.
Hey.
Go ahead and put a bun in me. Y'all
hey.
Heard it yourself.
Hey. She's out there. Hey.
Really?
I want a
What's
baby.
Good?
So with that, with the whole dating situation, how are you able to bounce that? And I believe you're doing a fibroids tour.
Yes, I'm actually putting together a fibroids tour because it's so common in women, especially African American women. Mm-hmm. We don't know why, but it's very common, and women don't talk about it because it's embarrassing. I assumed I went through it, so my assumptions are, I'm sure, legit. Mm-hmm. But it's so embarrassing. You have accidents. Your menstruals last. Mine lasted 14 days plus sometimes, so it was like half the month. And I was Bloody Mary herself.
Wow.
So it was just right. It
lady
like,
times.
How do you tell a man, look, we can't really do nothing half the month or more because I got issues. So I just didn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I closed off and I stopped with my fitness and everything because my stomach started to bulge out. Mm-hmm. My anemic shot up. So I went and I had the surgery done. I have a little cut now, which I was embarrassed about, but it's my war wound. Shout out to my
war wound. Okay, we were saying on the Miami. You look good.
I know.
That's a
That was hard to do.
I said, let me suck it in.
Yeah.
I was struggling. Like, come on,
I got it. I got it.
But I got them out, and now I want to focus on helping other women who had the same issues I have. So we have fibroid pills and tea by a company called The Healthy Hand. So if you go to shopthehealthyhand.com, that's what I use. And they only have, that's the only thing that they put up. That's the only thing they promote. Mm-hmm. Shopthehealthyhand.com. And it's a pill and tea that can suppress or relieve a lot of your symptoms with fibroids.
Wow.
So I'm a spokesperson for that, because I'm like, if nobody will speak up on fibroids, and the ones that do, it's kind of quiet. Mm. I want to be that person. I want to be the face. So now we're doing a fibroid tour. Mm. And we'll let, you know, everyone know about it in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so shout out to my PR, Jen, who's helping me put this together.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
So with that being said, with the tour, is there anything else that you want to go farther in when it comes to fibroids, like any more research or whatnot?
Definitely. I speak on it now. My brothers and I, we have a nonprofit. It's called the Johnson Takeover. So we go to different colleges and high schools, and we speak to the students on the importance of health and wellness. I speak on the fibroids. I speak on fitness. My brother is a doctor. A lot of people don't know that. Wow. Know that. His name is Dr. Joe Johnson. He speaks on education. And of course, MJ, the one who's dating Amada, he speaks on entertainment, because we all have been on that roller coaster ride. You know, nothing is perfect in this entertainment industry.
Right.
I've been on so many roller coasters, from friends, family, career, money, finances. You just don't know what to do, because people are so fake in the game. But I had to learn to not take it personal and really just focus on my goals and what I want to do and keep it moving. It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but with the business, I want to help women. You know, if I just help one woman, I'm good. But they've sold out 3 times.
Wow.
Shop the Healthy Hand. They sold out 3 times already just by my posts.
Wow. Mm.
So I've helped many women.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And I'm still helping them. I know they just got orders. I'm doing such a blessing for women. I know, because I didn't know what to do. My mother thought I had some other disease. She didn't know what it was. We never heard of it.
Yeah.
I didn't. And it's so common. I'm like, really? What's that?
I actually never heard of it until you spoke about it.
Are you
on
serious?
The show. Yeah. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute,
and
it's common. Wait, I gotta do more research on it.
So. Because it's more than just like, you know, you do your yearly checkup. There's really things that are going on that you don't know about your body, and that's really good, because now, just like Anisha and I didn't even know about it, now it makes me want to, you know, find out however I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as women, it's very important for us, because we already go through so much when we're on our menstrual cycle, you know, through the cramps or whatnot. And so, you know, for all we know, the cramps that we are getting, it could be because of it without even realizing.
When I went to the doctor to get checked out and figure out what was going on, you know, my options were a myomectomy and a hysterectomy.
Mm.
A myomectomy is when they kind of just go in, take the fibroids out, and they leave your uterus.
Mm-hmm.
A hysterectomy, they take your entire uterus out and you cannot have kids. I don't have any kids. Why would that be an option for me?
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm like, those are my options. It has to be another solution to this. So speaking out to women gives me a chance to tell you, look, there's other options. There's herbs. I'm going live right now because I need people to hear this.
Yeah.
But here you go, Jen. But I need people to understand that your only option is not myomectomy or hysterectomy. There's ways. Thank you. There's different options you have to really relieve your symptoms.
Yeah.
Because you really lost. I was in bed all the time. No energy at all. I had to have 2 blood transfusions after my surgery because my hemoglobin was off. You know what I'm saying? They're like, you can't leave the hospital until you do this. And I was so tired of the whole situation. And then I had an 8-week-plus healing cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I had to lay in bed literally like a fetus again and have my mom take care of me, because any movement I made from the cut after surgery was horrible. It's like having a cesarean. When you have a baby, they cut the baby out.
Yeah.
It was the same cut. So now also, when I have my child, when I get pregnant, I'm not pregnant right now, you guys.
But you will, though. You got to get
one. Exactly.
You will get one.
I'm not going to have a vaginal birth. Yeah. They're going to cut
Did you want a vaginal birth at one point?
I mean, once I seen it, I don't know.
Yeah,
seen it on TV, like, ugh.
Right? That comes out of you?
Like, what's that thing that comes out after what? After birth? Ew.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have my child the way God allows me to.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, I'm just blessed to be here.
So what is something that you can say to the women about this fibroids? Like, what would you like to say?
What I would like to say is, you have another option when it comes to fibroids. You can relieve your symptoms. Try out Fibroid Relief that I use, which is shopthehealthyhand.com. You can also check out their Instagram, thehealthyhand _. And they have pills and tea that you can use to relieve your symptoms. Do not sit and do nothing. Even if you don't try the products that I have, that I used, try something. Because the herbs, they do help, and you have another option for myomectomy or hysterectomy. I did. And the reason I went through with the surgery, because a lot of people still ask me, if the herbs were working, why did you have the surgery? Mm. The herbs relieved a lot of the symptoms, but my fibroid, I waited.
Yeah.
I waited so long, it grew so big.
Yeah.
It was pressing against my bladder, so I'm just going to the bathroom constantly, and I'm like, this is embarrassing. I can't even go to movies and watch a two-hour movie, because I went to the bathroom three times and missed I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I had my surgery. But my menstrual went down to 9 days from 14 days. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have huge clots coming out of me. I wasn't embarrassed anymore. I wasn't having accidents. So I would just say, go to shopthehealthyhand.com, and there is a solution for you. And let me be your fibroid face, okay?
There it is.
Thank you so much. And that concludes our show for today. But before we go ahead and continue, let's just do really quick predictions right now. So one prediction each. So what do you think?
Predictions.
I think Carly's going to knock out Shay.
Okay, Shay.
Shay Mack.
Shay Mack. All right, say the last name.
Shay me. Shay Mack. DJ.
Don't get it twisted. What about you, Lim?
I think Monique is going to have some words for Scrap. I think she, you know, feels some kind of way about what happened. So I definitely think that she's going to have words, and I don't think he's going to take it too well. So I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. I think that Jock is going to have a good relationship with this one.
Yes.
Mm. She's a lawyer.
She looks like she can hold it down.
She seems very level-headed.
Yeah.
Really good for him.
Clearly she's smart, educated, articulate, intelligent. You know what I mean? She can teach him things. I like somebody that can teach me something.
Yeah.
If you can't teach me nothing, get out. Goodbye. And you got to know how to cuddle.
Yes. We love spooning. But thank you for watching tonight for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I'm your host, Jade Ming, and you can go ahead and follow me on My Ming Official, M-A-I-M-I-N-G Official.
Yes, and I'm your boy, Lim Gonzalez, and you can follow me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. And also, tomorrow, I will be doing a one-on-one interview with Miss Shay Johnson. I'm Black Hollywood Live Network. So make sure you tune in. We're going live at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you tune in for that. And we're going to do more in depth. It's going down.
Yeah.
And make sure you follow me on Instagram. I am ShayJohnson.com. And don't forget to go to shopthehealthyhand.com for all your fibroid relief symptoms, okay? They have pills and tea for you. Take it away. And don't forget my website, ShayJohnson.com.
All the promo. Yes.
I had to get that. Okay. What's up, you guys? I'm your girl, Lanisha. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A. 914.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, Shay, for coming with
thank
us tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.